Hi, this is a dictation for Andre Peoples, A-N-D-R-E-P-E-P-E-S, date of 1-18-2022, date of accident 1-20-2021, date of birth 11-2-1986. Mr. Andre Peoples has been a victim of an automobile accident. His accident occurred in state of Atlanta. Where he was rear-ended and was treated in there for several months. Apparently, the patient has moved into Detroit for his life career. In this accident, patient alleges that he hit his head to the steering wheel and to the headrest, and there was a neck replaced and chest was injured to the steering wheel. Some headache and loss of balance was reported along with pain in the neck and the lower back with radiation to the left arm and left leg in S1-S2 dermatome fashion and as numbness and tingling. The patient has other pains like pain in the elbows and knee and hip and both shoulders as well. The pains are now continuing as unabated before, and the patient reports that his pain in the shoulder and knee and neck and the lower back is between 6 and 7. Also, the left wrist is reported painful, but the fingers and the toes are not numb at all. The patient reports that he's got a 40% improvement in the pain from the previous visit. And his ideas, that is of his work, 7, mood, walking ability and relationship to people is affected, 6, sleep is affected, 7, and enjoyment of life is affected, 7. His walking ability is affected, 6. In the CBV, patient reports headaches without any dizziness, vertigo, or vision disturbance, or double vision, and any other issues. No loss of memory, no lack of concentration, and no anxiety, depression, panic, or difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient has issues with the neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, lower back stiffness, as a pain in the neck, and lower back and knees. In the GI, patient denies any vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports asthma but denies any difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that his pain has improved somewhat, 50%, and especially because the therapy and pain medications. In last 30 days, patient denies any changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current medication is Percocet and substance abuse. None is reported except using one. Consistent patient is complying to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 129/94. Pulse is 89. Pulse ox 98. And temperature 97.5. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit. April 4, 2022. The dictation number is 0105-077. The diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is to provide schedule the patient for a ASI. This is the second procedure to be done tomorrow. for bringing the help with the further healing and help in pain for the patient. And this is based on his MRIs that have been discussed with him in a great detail. And the patient has provided his consent to further hernia disc at L4, L5, and L5, S1 is present, along with bulging disc at L3, L4. The patient is undergoing physical therapy, which has been approved. He has been provided the following medication: naproxen, 5 twice a day, Elevate 3 mg at night, Scalexin 3 times a day, Percocet 10 over 325 to 12 hours for 30 days, 6 tablets were provided. The meds have been reviewed and labs have been ordered and previous labs were considered. The patient continues treatment with physical therapy. He's been advised about acupuncture, chiropractor, home exercise plan, yoga and meditation, and heat treatment at home, and the role of the injection treatment, and the patient will be scheduled tomorrow. Thank you.